You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, the Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu. For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp. We have on this week Leah McSweeney from Real Housewives of New York. She is having a new book coming out called Chaos Theory, Finding Meaning in the Madness, One Bad Decision at a Time. That sounds like a must read.
That sounds like my life.
So we're excited to have her on, ask all the questions. She also has an incredible clothing company called Married to the Mob. All types of things, but yeah, let's get her on and start grilling.
Oh my God, you guys are together.
We are. We are together in Orange County at Teddy's house in Dana Point, right on the ocean.
You have the same exact color blonde. I don't know if it's the lighting.
It's the lighting. We have the biggest, brightest light on our faces right now. I'm still bruised from my facelift, my neck lift. So it's like, I'm talking like this. Hi.
You look great. I'm like, I want it so bad.
Where are you?
I'm in the city. I'm in New York.
At your house?
I'm in my house.
How's so life? Nice. How's everything?
You. Nice to see you too. I'm drinking my green juice. I'm taking a mental health day. I'm just like taking it easy today.
This is our mental health day. A green juice and a champagne. I know you don't drink, but
this is, on Thursdays we drink. We do like multiple podcasts on Thursdays so we don't have to, you know.
Yeah,
we don't have to break that wound from being fired housewives repeatedly. We can simply do it on Thursdays.
This numbs the effect of being fired
and feeling embarrassed about talking about a show you're no longer on.
No, I mean, it's honestly so interesting that you guys, I mean, I didn't even know you knew each other. So the fact that you guys did this, are doing this podcast and are becoming so successful at it. It's so fucking cool.
Oh, thanks.
We only met like 5 times and then they...
But we had like a good connection.
Connection.
We both like work out. We both, you know, our husbands are both named Ed. Like there was just so much similarity. She's got a house like 15 minutes from me in Orange County. We met at church in Orange County of all places.
Yeah, suiting. And then, you know, we get together to talk shit on Housewives.
This is actually like a divine work that you're doing that Jesus kind of had a role in.
Right?
Yeah. Jesus
took the wheel on this shit talking podcast.
Jesus brought us together.
Yeah, but the first person they pitched was actually to be my co-host was Tinsley, your friend. And I don't know her very well. I was like, she's really nice. I'm like, I need someone really outspoken. Need someone that has a touch of crazy or else.
Okay, the truth is coming out now.
I was like, I just need it.
I can't imagine Tinsley wanting to do
it. I don't think she would want to do it, but that was their, like, they were like, we think that Teddy and Tinsley has a nice ring to it. And I was like, I think Teddy and Tamara.
Wait a minute. Teddy and Tamara doesn't have a nice ring to it?
They pitched me on Tinsley. I came back and said, oh, I get in trouble
yells.
For yelling.
She yells. She doesn't have, like, low voice,
high Speaking voice. Of yelling, we have to ask Leah about something.
Okay, Leah. Teddy claims, and she claims this about every guest we have.
Not every guest.
Oh, almost every.
Every guest from the East Coast.
Okay.
You said something about her on social media that wasn't very flattering, and she was so ready to talk to you about it.
But now I can't find what it was. I can't remember what it was. And then I even asked the person that helps me run my social media. I'm like, what did Leah say? I wanted to come in hot, and I cannot...
Because I don't have Twitter.
No, it was on your Insta story. It was something about, like, if I wanted to watch Housewives, it wouldn't be tech, but something along those lines. And I was like, damn it, I can't find it.
I don't think Leah really would do that to you.
She did.
I would never, I don't start shit with other Housewives from other franchises, only my own city.
So then we came to a conclusion that maybe it wasn't you because somebody sent me a message that said, I run Leah's fan account, and I think it was me.
Oh, well, now the truth comes out.
Okay. Oh, my God. Fan account?
I don't know. You have a fan Twitter account, and somebody runs it. They sent me a DM. They're like,
thought it was Leah talking shit about you. It was actually
Was like Leah McSweeney, but like spelled wrong, or who knows, whatever it is. But
there we go. We got to the bottom of it, but it's hilarious either way. So tell us about your book.
I'm so sick of talking about it.
Just give us a little bit.
A little snippet, and then we're going to get to way trashier things.
The book is a memoir, but it's very self-reflective. It's a little prescriptive, but not really, because I don't feel like I'm anyone who should be telling anyone like how to live their lives. But, you know, it talks a lot about mental health, addiction, motherhood. I get into like some of my like opinions on feminism and cancel culture. And like, I do that too. So it's a good book. It's a good read. People like it. It's an easy read. If you're going on vacation soon or whatever, buy it for the summer.
Is it out already?
It's out.
It's out. Are you doing a book tour? You're going to come to Orange County?
I did it. I was in LA.
Oh my gosh.
Well, thanks for reaching out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Luann invited us to her show.
Yeah, Luann reached out. But now you're not even going. I'm going to the cabaret.
I might go.
I went.
How was it?
I was saying this yesterday.
She paused. I'm dead.
If I had like 1% of Luann's self-confidence, because this woman, like, we know that, like, it's not like she's got a voice from heaven, right? I mean, this is not like...
Not a voice of an angel.
Exactly.
She's no Leanne Rimes.
My God, Brandy's going to kill you.
Brandy loves Leanne.
Someone told me I look like Leanne Rimes, but...
You do... The new version of Leanne Rimes-ish.
Okay, got it. I mean, I have kind of a face also, but like... So, Luann, when she gets on and she's performing in front of everyone, she comes alive. I mean, she basks in that attention and like is putting on a show and entertaining.
She has a presence.
She does. And you know what? She makes so many people happy. Like when I was at her show, I was like watching everyone. They love it. They're like, the Countess. I mean, they're like, oh, crazy. Like, it's really, it's a really great experience.
Yeah. Now, if I tried that, I would be booed off stage. No, hey, go sit down, you moron.
I show my hands in an Insta story and I'm attacked. Like, I can't even imagine.
Oh my God. Isn't it? Wait, what do you mean you showed your hands?
I talk with my hands, like, always. And people are like, man, hands, disgusting. You should be ashamed of those hands. And I'm like, you know what? I kind of am, but like,
girl, now I am. The things you think about.
Remember when people were harassing Kyle Richards about her hands? They were like going off on her. Like, remember there was a picture of her hands or something?
Well, I do not have pretty hands. I like literally just had filler put on the top of my hands because I'm starting to get insecure about it. I've had old hands since I was in high school. Like, I remember my girlfriend in high school going, why do your hands look so old? So it's like, I don't know why, but it does. But
you it's
know,
a thing that women like to pick on other women about, because 90% of us probably don't have hand modeling hands. We would like to see your hands, Vicky, though, Leah.
My hands are pretty nice.
Oh, you have long, nice fingers. Yeah.
You know who has beautiful hands?
Who?
Vicky Gumbelson. The most beautiful hands. I'm always so jealous of him.
Interesting.
Whatever. But okay. You know what? I have other great things.
You do. Wait. It's like a golden pussy.
Like a golden pussy. That's right.
We're 2 for 2 on getting people to say pussy on the podcast.
I love it.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's in treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs in Schools.
They prey on, you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First, I have to tell everyone this story about Tamara, that what this woman did to me.
Did she try to make out with you?
No, I wish. she starts sending me her CBD, which I was very grateful for because I'm all about it. So I'm taking the CBD. I'm like so happy. Like I want to, you know, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so special. Even Tamara Judge is sending me.
I'll send you more.
Then I get more in. And it says it's melatonin CBD gummies. And I'm like, ooh, yum, I love gummies and they're, you know, tasty and I can whatever. So I have one and I'm like, oh God, they taste so good. I'm having a few more. Take a few more, get on the phone with this guy that I met on Hinge. This is a couple years ago. And all of a sudden I feel high as.
I know where you're going with this.
I'm like, and I pick up the package and I'm like, oh my God, there's THC.
But was it not the best high you've ever had?
It was really fun, actually. It was a fun high. I don't normally like edibles, but it was like really, it was great.
I probably should have told my office staff, like
you need to read,
you need to like
let people know we've done a slight change.
You need to read the room. If somebody is not drinking or anything, maybe not send them some THC.
It was fine because at the time I was smoking weed. I'm not anymore.
Oh, that's good.
It was fine. It's just like I wasn't ready for it.
Oh, you know what okay.
I wanted to go to sleep, but instead I was like stoned laughing. And
my girlfriend did the same thing. She's like, oh, these are good. She took like three of them. Then she had to go pick up her kids. And she's like, I'm so stoned. I can't even. And I'm like, well, you're not supposed to take
this
three.
This is where these are the type of things we get in trouble for, Tam.
I know.
This is the headline. Tamara takes the kids stoned.
No, I didn't. I said I had friends.
Now you gotta let her kids drive.
Now, if you want to try Vena CBD with a code TWATS, you get 20% off.
Oh, that is true. Code TWATS.
Code TWATS.
Okay, so we have to talk a little bit of Real Housewives of New York.
What is going on?
Well, no, first we need to know. They want us to always start with how. What was the beginning? How did you get cast? Or as Tamara likes to say in improper English, casted.
How did I get casted? I got casted because So Bethany Frankel followed me on Instagram because on my old podcast that I used to have, I had this like little section called Fuckboy of the Week. And I made her ex-husband or husband, I guess at the time, but they were separated and they're
Are they even divorced yet?
I think they're finally divorced. So I called him Fuckboy of the Week at one point and she started following me on Instagram and then I followed her back. And
now, did she send you a nasty message about that?
No, I think she was.
No, she probably liked it. They were already breaking up.
Well, she's so intense that I don't know what's going to piss her off or what's going to make her happy.
Yeah, no, I think she was pretty happy that, like, I was like, he's the bad guy, you know, or whatever. Yeah.
Wait, what does boy mean? I thought that's somebody you want to fuck.
No. Oh, my damn. I don't know. Why do you have to be so much older than Leah and I?
I am 10. Well, I'm more than 10 years older than you. Boy means.
No, a boy is not good. That's like a whack dude that you don't want to date. Like he's not a good
boy
dude.
Is worse than like as we bitch just boy? Had a than bitch boy.
Okay, well the things I learned on this podcast.
Boy is somebody who makes you believe they're good and they're gonna be a good person to you and then they fuck you over.
Oh,
not like they fuck you
I
hard.
Thought it was somebody you want to.
Yeah, not like you good.
No.
Okay. So she was happy about it.
Some things we really gotta spell it out.
I'm in a different decade than you.
You don't look it though, and that's what's important. So,
except for my hands.
A year later, my facialist who I've been seeing since I'm like 20 years old, to hit me up. And she was like, long story short, Bethany is one of my clients. She wants to know if she can give you, give your name to the casting people. And I was like, yeah, sure. Like being like, why are they going to cast me? Like, I'm not rich. Like I'm not their age. I don't go to the Upper East Side. I'm nothing like them. I don't see how this could ever work ever.
Were you a fan of the show at that point?
So, you know, I was a fan of Jersey and Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
New York, I had watched, but I hadn't watched it in a while. Like I had watched it when like Luann and Tom were like breaking up.
Yeah.
Because that was like really good TV. But I hadn't watched it in a while. But Jersey and Beverly Hills. Yeah.
Those are good. And we're also obsessed with Miami. So.
The best scene ever with you is running naked with the torches.
Tiki torches.
I mean, because I love a housewife that can get naked on camera because that's my go-to. Yeah. Like if I get drunk, be careful later. I take my clothes off. My husband's like, babe, please, when you drink, can you please stop?
And she licks you and then she shows you her tits.
Yes.
Oh my God. To be around you drunk, you sound so much fun.
I mean, it's pretty much her all the time, unless she's like angry Tam, then it's a little bit different.
By the way, I also watched a lot of like OC, like early OC, and even like not early OC. Like I was watching that also. So like, mad respect.
So who's your all time? And obviously, you can't say Tamara because she's sitting here. I know you wouldn't say me because no one in their right mind would. But who's your all time favorite? No. Who's your all time favorite housewife?
Teresa Giudice. And
currently?
It's not about currently. Is she having a great, did she have a great season this season? Like, did she do all things that I'm like, I love you for this because you're right and whatever? No.
She's good but TV.
What she's given us is crazy. Yeah. Like, I can't, like, there's no other scenes that make me cry out of all the franchises. Like, when I, like, see the montage of, like, her dad and her mom and, like, everything.
You're invested.
Moving out of the house, like I'm watching, I cry. Her coming home from prison.
I mean, what housewife has come home from prison?
I hope no one else we know.
Shaw will.
No, I don't want
it. I mean, there's a lot of mugshots. There's a decent amount of mugshots.
I don't ever want to go to prison.
Do you have a mugshot or no?
I have a mugshot.
Yeah.
It's not cute.
I feel like I saw it.
Did you? Have you been arrested?
No.
I thought for sure I was going to get arrested when I threw that wine in Gina's face that one season.
That was good.
For sure. I literally went home, like didn't take my makeup off, put my hair up on the pillow. And I'm like, if I'm going to get arrested, I want to have a good mic shot.
Yeah. Very important.
Because I was convinced I was going to get arrested.
Well, if you're somebody, you know, some people have multiple and then they have, you know, some are good, some not so good.
That's something we have to strive for.
I feel like you didn't get to have fun on the show. Am I wrong?
Essentially what happened was I came on the show, I didn't know anybody at all, not a drop. I was at least 10 years younger than everybody. And then they paired me as like Lisa Vanderpump as my bestie. And so it was a very
awkward,
you know, like we're going to tea. I'd never had tea in my life.
Right.
Like there was just, you know, and
the champagne and the shot,
like the tea. And then they're like caviar. And I'm like, Listen, I was born in Indiana and grew up in South Carolina. I don't eat caviar. I don't drink tea.
Your dad's the Cougs.
And I did not watch Beverly Hills. I simply did the show because I accidentally signed up for a show that I really didn't want to do. And I called CAA and begged them to get me out of that contract. And they said, we could probably do that for you, but would you do Housewives? And then they asked me, would you rather do OC or Beverly Hills? And I said, what do you recommend? Because I have a house with places. And they said, well, Beverly Hills, it normally is better for people's businesses and stuff. And they don't normally get into physical altercations.
Oh, that you were afraid of me.
Yeah. So that's where it was. And then, you know, the only time they really showed me having fun, which was like, you know.
When you were drunk.
When I was drunk. And then
let's back that up. The only time you would let your guard down. Because you're very controlled.
But also, we have to talk about something that's, yes, for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, I am able to do it here because I trust you. If I don't trust the people that I'm with, it's very hard for me to have fun.
Right.
Because I feel like everyone's out to get me.
I get it.
And I think that when you're in a setting with a bunch of people and you have to have a show made and you know that you have 4 hours and somebody needs to get this point across in those 4 hours, I would always do it. Because
you
I
delivered.
You know what? The audience, even though like some of the audience was like, I know you and Erica, didn't you and Erica yeah. have like, right? And like everyone used to love Erica. Now everyone hates Erica. And like, what they, I mean, they do. Yeah. Like she's getting, I mean, it's crazy. Like I feel terrible for her. Like I can't, it's almost like, because you know what? It's not even about, did she do this or did she not do this? I don't get pleasure out of watching someone's life, right. like go through something bad. Like whether she like, did this or not did this or knew about it. I don't know.
Well, I think but in the like, public eye, she's guilty already and they don't even really know. And that's what's bad.
Like you know what it's like back in the like Roman times when they used to put like a person in the like stadium with like a lion and people would be like, eat her up, tear her limb to limb. That's like what it's like on the show sometimes.
Well, I think that's why we all like Jersey so much is because all of them are shit shows. And yeah. shit is going on in all of so many different people's yeah. lives that it doesn't just have to focus on one. I feel like sometimes in New York, sometimes in Beverly Hills, it's one person, one storyline the entire season. Mm-hmm. And it's just you're beating a dead horse.
Well, I think at least season 12, I mean, season 13, like I don't, it was a shit show. But season 12, I feel like there were many storylines going on, you know?
Which was that your good. First season?
That was my first season.
I love that.
Like Tinsley versus Dorinda, me versus Ramona, like Luann, some, I don't know, Luann and Cabaret, whatever. Like Sonia, like, I don't even know, doing her little shtick, you know? But there was multiple things going on, not just like there's a lawsuit and that's what every single dinner is going to be about. Right. Every yeah. single, everything, that's all it is.
It's too much.
It's exhausting. So speaking of who do you like, where is the show going on? Like who's going on Legacy? Do you have any idea, any updates?
I honestly really don't have any updates. You know, I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, if they keep you, they're going to keep you on the new one. They're not going to put you on the Legacy. You weren't on long enough to go to Legacy. I would think that they would keep you. And
are you close with Ebony?
I haven't talked to Ebony in a while.
Do you talk to any of your cast members?
I talked to Luann. I talked to Tinsley. I talked to Dorinda. Ramona, I talked to like once in a while, like, but not,
Me
I don't
too.
Like, I don't keep in touch with her. You know what I mean? But like, we're fine. Sonia, I have lost touch with. I actually am like annoyed with, I mean, not like I would harbor or resentment or whatever, like I'm over it, but she like said all this like nasty stuff about like me and Tinsley.
What'd she say?
In that the Diamonds and Rosé book, like she said she basically used it as a way to just like shit on Tinsley, and that pissed me off.
What do you think that beef was actually really about? It can't be about not getting a proper thank you for staying at her apartment. Like what?
It's jealousy. It's absolute jealousy because like Sonia was married to a Morgan. She wanted that lifestyle so badly. Yeah. That and Tinsley is from that, you know, like that's her life.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
That he was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's kid treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs in Schools.
They prey on, you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I have a question for you. You know, obviously, Teddy and I, not on the show anymore. It took us a while to process it, especially me, because I was on it for 12 years. Did you go through that when you found out that the show, you know, was up in the air and you don't know what's going on? Did you have that, like, you know, almost like depression?
I mean, I like deal with depression all the time. So honestly,
was it a
know.
Trigger or was it just like, oh, no big deal. I had fun.
I was like, kind of, I think like I needed a break.
Yeah.
So like, because I think so much happened in those 2 years with me, like the pandemic, being on a TV show, being like thrust into like this, you know, juggernaut, like this pop culture phenomenon, my grandmother dying, dealing with the pandemic, dealing with depression issues that I was having. So I needed a break. Yeah.
But don't you feel like the show is kind of like a drug?
I think it can be for some people.
Yeah.
I think if it's your whole life, like if you have friends and relationships outside of the show.
Yeah.
I think everybody has friends and relationships outside of the show.
But I don't. I think that there are some housewives that their entire
have friends outside of the show.
I think there are some housewives that their entire life is wrapped around their show. Their friends are their glam team. Their friends are their assistants. Like, there is nothing. They're all yes people.
Gotcha.
I think that, like, that happened to me, like that was happening to me, because you are around your glamp. And by the way, I love them. And, you know, but I was making like, you know, there are new people. There are yes people. There are like people that are kind of like around. And I think that like this last like year that we haven't been filming has been good for me, because it's like, you know, I have my streetwear brand. Like I had this whole life, like before I like got on the show, that like almost disappeared in a way, because I didn't have time for anything.
Exactly.
Well, Andy said, and you know, not to bring up something crappy, but I have to. Andy said, your turnaround from being the most loved to one of the most hated in one season was incredible, something he had never seen.
I know.
What do you think it was?
I have no idea. I don't know what I did. And also like, I don't,
it's not necessarily a bad thing though. I mean, like Andy always says, like they can love to hate you, but when they hate to hate you, that's when you're done. Like if they're talking about you and they have an opinion about you, like there's housewives out there that people have zero opinion about. And I'm like, why are they on the show? Nobody gives a shit.
Right.
Like if they have a strong opinion about you, that's not horrible.
I have like a theory that like people were so upset about the show last season because it wasn't like fun and light and like whatever escapism that they wanted, and they pinned it on me.
Right.
Why? I have no idea. Because I wanted to have fun, but I couldn't, because we were talking about very serious things that were not my ideas to talk about. But if we're talking about them, I'm going to act accordingly. And if we're talking about racism, I'm not going to get up and get naked and throw tiki torches. I'm just not doing
it's not right. It's not the time.
Yeah.
It's
not. Well, it was a horrible time to film across the board for every show out there.
For every show. And I think New
York, it was a horrible time to live.
Yeah.
Like,
it is fucked up. Like, it's like my birthday is coming up. I'm like, I don't feel like celebrating. Like, I just don't, like, we're not there, like, yet.
No, like,
you know, so it's just, I think like maybe I seemed drastically different from one season to the next. For me, I was still me. But I'm behaving a certain way in a certain environment that's much different than the environment the season before.
Right.
Correct. That makes
sense. And I wouldn't have done anything different. The only thing I wish is that I wish that they had showed more, because when I was grieving my grandmother, which I didn't even really get to do because I was working, I went from like being angry and then sad, angry, sad, angry, sad. And they only showed me being angry. They didn't show my sadness.
Right.
Yeah. So then it just looked like I was an angry bitch.
Yeah. I've had many seasons like that. Not great for a grandmother, but just they show like if you're going through a bad time in your life. And that's why I say, like, you could have one good season, one bad season. One
you
good
can
season,
have one good season. Episode. We always say you're only as good as last week's episode, because you have no idea what's going to turn.
Exactly.
Some wrong thing. And then they're not going to show. And people say, is the show fake? Is it scripted? And I say, no, but they can edit you by only showing a certain part of you. And if we only see a certain part of you, it may not be your most likable part.
Yeah.
Also, it's like, I really don't like, I mean, I had like Rihanna come to my defense.
So I know,
like,
I was going to ask you that. It's one of my questions.
I also like don't, I'm like, oh great. Like all these like lame, like psychos, like on my Instagram are like, you're the worst. I'm like, Rihanna likes me. So I don't
know. So it really doesn't matter. How did you find out about the New York news that they were going to go in a different direction?
I got a phone call.
Were you surprised?
I am not surprised.
You knew something was coming.
I just felt like something had to happen, probably, you know.
Yeah. Do you have anything else in the works as far as TV stuff? That's a maybe.
She's pausing. She doesn't know what she's allowed to say.
I'm not allowed to say anything.
Okay.
And then just kind of, I know we're running out of time, but just give us updates like on how your daughter is, how's your life, like all that kind of stuff.
Kiki's amazing. She's turning 15 next month. She got sewing recently, which I'm really happy about. And she made these super cool, like camo, like mask things like that you put over your head. Like I can never pronounce it. The balaclava. I always say baklava, but that's like,
that's the cookie. The goat cheese.
No, baklava is like the
crystal.
No, baklava. It's like goat cheese inside of like a little.
Baccarat. That's what I'm thinking.
It's a.
We're like dumb and dumber right now.
No, it is like a
dessert.
What?
It's like a dessert.
Oh, great dessert.
It's a Greek dessert.
Yeah, okay. Well, they also have it at Koi and make it pretend it's an appetizer and it has cheese it's on it. And it's like,
yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, keep making amazing masks, not goat cheese tarts or anything. But, and she's doing awesome. Rob is great. He's like working on his art and everything is good. I'm excited for the summer. Like, it's been a long ass winter. And yeah,
more stuff coming.
And I'm going to be in New York next month. So we're going to have to hook up, go to dinner or something. They're having the Ultimate Girls Trip. A premiere party in New York.
Oh my God, in New York. Yes.
Yes.
I can't wait to watch that.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be, I'm afraid.
I'm so excited.
I'm afraid. It was one of those things where you're off TV for almost 2 years and you get back on and then you're surrounded with a bunch of girls that you don't really, I knew Dorinda, but most of them I didn't really know. Yeah. And, you know, you get back on it. You're like, this is good. We got this. And I'm like, there was cameras everywhere, like even like Vicky and I drunk at 3 a.m. eating cold pizza and not realizing what we're talking about. And there's cameras on the walls. I'm like, oh, like shit, what did we say? So,
oh, I know what we can ask. You just brought it up.
What?
Do you think that last season was problematic because there was no Dorinda?
Oh, I think that was an issue, but I don't think even Dorinda could have saved last season. Even Bethany, like no one, it doesn't matter. I mean, maybe if we had like 8 women and we were, I don't know. I think people just didn't like the like,
it was
vibe.
Just a horrible time. To
horrible time.
Horrible
all
time.
Right. Horrible time. We have to play one last game. We play with every single guest. First question, if it's gotta be men or women, you're going to have to pick from. So, but you're going to have to tell us, do you want men or women?
Like to,
it's gonna be kiss Mary. It's gonna be Mary Kill.
Well, she can combine them.
Have we ever done a combination?
Do a combination.
Okay, you can do a combination from anybody from New York. It can be of the boyfriends or the housewives, or if anybody was married that you know.
I'm so confused right now.
Okay, so okay. The question is: would you shag Mary Kill?
Oh, got it. But you guys pick the people. No,
no, you have to pick them from.
Your
from
cast.
Your cast, but it could be their boyfriends or them.
Oh, okay, cool. I would marry Kill. I would like probably Luann.
I love it. Darling, it's over here. Next to the right.
I just feel like she's probably very sensual in bed and whatever.
Yeah.
I would marry.
That's a hard one.
That's really hard.
I mean, I wouldn't marry Tom.
No.
No. This is a no. lot of choose from. Maybe I would marry.
There's not a lot of husbands in that show.
I know
right?
That's.
I don't know. Can I play a different game?
Well, skip that one because there's nobody to marry. There's
fine.
No
who are you killing?
Who are you killing?
Or disappearing? We have to say disappear.
It's so like, oh my God.
I know.
I don't know. Like, probably. I don't know.
I feel like she wants to say Sonia.
I do.
Okay, I know.
But you're being very sweet about it.
Well, that was nice of you.
Nice
yes. But do you?
Oh my God! I would marry Tinsley.
You almost just ruined a friendship there, but good thing you remembered.
Like, do you have any regrets on anything that has ever happened on the show?
I really don't like to have regrets. That's what it is, like
learning lessons, right?
Yeah,
you
exactly
screw up and you learn.
Yeah, regrets are pointless.
And this is a fan question, final one. What is your biggest fashion mistake you made on the show?
Honestly, even my fashion mistakes were like great moments because
and Dorit both had one that I really had a little bit of a rough time with. Yeah, I really.
You don't like the gloves?
I do. I have an issue.
Well, I need gloves now.
I have textural issues. I have hand issues. Both of you guys in the gloves really. Salt Lake City girls were wearing gloves at the reunion. I don't do well with it.
But I did it first.
You did. And like 2 years ago.
I did it first.
And they're just now coming out with it. Yeah.
I did it first. It might not have been as expensive as Dorit's hand gloves.
Right.
It might not have been Balmain or whatever she was wearing, but I did it first.
But you rocked it and you were first and that's all that matters.
Thank you. That was a crazy look. That was definitely a crazy look.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us.
You're such a pleasure.
We had so much fun with you. You guys make sure that you purchase Chaos Theory, Finding Meaning and Madness, one bad decision at a time, aka Tamara's life.
My life. That's my life.
Go ahead and follow Leah McSweeney, and thank you guys for tuning in.
Yes, and I'll give you a call when I get to New York.
Yes, please do.
Yes.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leah, so much.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.